There is no way. No one is going to be protected from Allah's revenge. When Allah wants to take His revenge, He will take it very strongly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives people time to come back. When people don't come back, they are going to find a situation that they don't like. But what you don't like it when you are in that problem. Before, you don't remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you an opportunity. You don't consider that opportunity. People say, why we have this, or we have that, or we have this. Allah gave you an opportunity to correct yourself. You are not correcting yourself. So that opportunity is gone. Sayyidina Nuh said to his son, and this is a message for everyone, Ya Bunayya al-Kab Ma'an, oh my son, come and come with us on the boat. He refused. He said, Sa'awi ila jabalin ya'asimuni min al-Kab. I'm going to a mountain to protect me from flood. And when flood is coming, who can be protected? Means when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revenge comes, who is going to be protected? When a plague comes, who is going to be protected? Before that plague ends, before that plague ends, lot of people are going to die. When Sayyidina Nuh was building the boat, they were coming to him and they were laughing. What you are building? I'm building a boat. Building a boat for what? For safety. Safety of what? You are building a boat on a mountain? There is no water there. You want to build a boat, you build it by the ocean, by the sea, by the seashore. You are building it up? Then they accuse him that he has no mind. That gives us a lesson, especially to engineers. He's an engineer. He knows mathematics. You are not an engineer?
No.
What?
I'm just a craftsman.
Who is an engineer? Who is an engineer? Oh. Who is a mathematician? No? What's your education? Who is a doctor here? Our businessman? It gives us a message that if a flood up on the mountain, very minimal chance to happen, and might not happen. And this is what you call scientific education. probability. You know probability? What's probability?
The chance.
Something, the chance to happen. Probability is only for geniuses in mathematics that they give them, they take them, they accept them to study that major. Probability is very high advanced intellectual reason, logic. Not everyone knows it. Computer, all is based on logic, the program. Probability is the chances of something to occur. And there are things that might occur 1 to 10 to 5, 10 to 10, 10 to 1 million, you know that? What's that?
Chance of how many can occur.
Means you know that.
Yes, in 1 million times it may occur 10 times.
Or in one, if it is 10 to 6 zeros after the one plus, means in 100 million times it might happen one time. If it is 10 to 20 zeros, you cannot read that figure anymore. And the probability of such thing for something to vanish from Earth,
become extinct,
might be a chance 10 to a trillion, means 10 multiplies a trillion times. And one of that is what we saw today, that dinosaurs were living. Is that? So if something is living millions of years, as they say, how it extinct? Suddenly it's gone. Where are dinosaurs?
Our cars now.
No dinosaur. It's finished. That is probability of ending the life of dinosaur is very minimal and it ended. It's gone. They are not anymore living. Means anything will not live forever. That's what I mean. Whatever human being they are going to say, going to live, there will be coming a time, as dinosaurs happened to them, human beings going to happen. No? Means there is death. Means there is a judgment day. If secular people or non-secular people, scholars of today, scholars of Muslims, they are not preparing themselves for Akhirah, and their concern only in dunya, there is a big chance that when judgment day come, they are going to be questioned. They are going to be asked what they have done. Because probability exists in everything to be extinct. As dinosaur extinct, human being will extinct. So it means when they extinct, what will happen? There is a judgment day for you. Like Allah gave in Holy Quran, showing us that 1400 years ago, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through Holy Quran explained the principles of probability in Sayyidina Nuh's story. That's what we say, I'jaz of Quran. I don't know the meaning in English, but the scientific, very high scientific explanation in the Holy Quran about science of today. So people were coming to Sayyidina Nuh and say, what are you doing? Say, I'm building a boat. Oh, yeah, I'm building a boat. Yeah. You believe? Today, these scientists, secular, or Muslims, or non-Muslims, who are not speaking about these subjects, there is a probability of water to come on top of the mountain. There is a probability. Then these scholars, they have to know that there is a probability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are going to ask them and throw them in hellfire. As he did with Sayyidina Nuh. His father is a prophet. He's telling him, come with me. He's saying, no. Prophet telling them, ask intercession through me. I take you to paradise. They say, no. We go by ourselves. We don't need you. We are strong with our amal. We go walking easy, not only walking, riding. I'm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah said, وَابْتَهُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَةِ Seek a means to Him in Holy Quran. We say no. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the blind man, when he asked him that he wants to see, he said to him, say that dua after make wudu and Allah will give you the sight back. اللهم إني أسألك وأتوجه إليك بنبيك محمد نبي الرحمة يا محمد يا he said يا محمد and not in his presence إني أتوجه بك إلى ربي. He is asking, he is seeking the means of Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's not shirk. You are not worshipping Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم. You are asking Allah for the sake of His beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You are not doing like other people, they worshipped Sayyidina Isa. Say, I take you with the ship. Sayyidina Nuh said, that's the example to them. I'm taking you, I am putting you on the ship, on the boat to save you. He said, no, I will save myself. Yeah. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, come on the Muhammadi boat. They say, no, we want to go by ourselves. As you want by yourself, we know the way. Okay, show us the way. Let them be clever today, self-proclaimed scholars, gynecologists and businessmen and pediatricians and surgeons and engineers and those who make themselves the leaders of the Muslims, they are leaders on themselves. They are leaders on the boat that are going to take them to a wrong place. So we don't want to go to that wrong place. We want to go with the ship of Prophet وَآيَةٌ لَهُمْ Allah said in Holy Quran, أَنَّا حَقَلْنَا بِرْقِيَتَهُمْ فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ It's a sign for them that we have carried their descendants in the فِي الْفُلْكِ الْمَشْحُونِ in the boat that was sailing. وَخَلَقْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مِثْلِهِ مَا يَرْكَبُونَ And we have created a similar one to them that they can ride in or sail with. Allah saying, I have given them, I carried them through that boat, sailing boat. That sailing boat is Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If not for him, the whole world, universe is not existing. That's why he said, when he was asked what was created first, what he said, what Allah created first is my light. The Big Bang Theory, you know, not facts. Sufisa. Big Bang Theory, you know what's Big Bang Theory?
It says that there was this huge event where
and then everything came to exist.
Bang, and then before there was darkness, there was not nothing. And then out of that, life came.
Yeah. What's that? It's
just magically invented, nobody can explain.
Your Highness. How are you? Good?
Very good.
No children yet? Why?
I'm waiting for the right time.
Waiting for until Judgment Day comes?
So,
keep her busy.
She's finishing school first.
What school? Women stay at home. I'm joking now, but when I go out, I say it another time. So what Big Bang Theory?
Just the same, there was just all of a sudden an explosion.
If all of a sudden explosion came, and when that explosion came, what happened?
Life became into existence.
Just things went in every direction.
Allah. So how they say there was nothing? From where these things came from? When an explosion happens, must be something exploded. Is that? Or else, what's that explosion for? It's thunder, that's it? If it was a thunder, we didn't see from the thunder, explosion of the thunder, anything came out. But from that explosion, different particles came out and became flying. That's the theory. We go along with this theory, no problem. So it exploded. So must be something that was there. And then what happened? The order comes, exploded, and moving is null. So, but it's not moving. Stop. It's moving as a whole in a vacuum, yes. But every particle, every element of that explosion was stopped at a certain time, at a certain, with a certain force, at a certain right place. Now, scientifically, if something explodes, it doesn't stop when it is exploding in a vacuum. A vacuum means there is no gravity, there is no friction. So that element, if you bring a ball and there, you have a vacuum here and no gravity, you push it, it goes forever. Energy is not lost. Energy is always there. So when that explosion came, these particles moved. But we found that they stopped at the right moment, at the right place. What stopped? When that explode, not every, all of them, they have the same speed of movement. Many of them, they have different, depend on where is the center of the explosion. So means every particle that shattered in that vacuum was with different speed. So it needs a different opposite force, driving force, to stop it. At a certain place in this universe. It's impossible, even probability doesn't work here. There is no way, no chance that this particle will stop. And if there is a chance that this particle will stop, some of them, but most of them, they will be still going. And they are. They stopped. And what happened? That not only stopped, but they have a system that Earth turning around the Sun, Moon turning around the Earth turning by around itself. So, there is no way except something happened and something stopped. So the theory is only explosion, okay, but who stopped that? And who ignited? I'm not going to be too much deep in these issues now, but Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in his hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what created first is light. And then he let that light to be dipped in the ocean of power, Bahr al-Qudra, in the Allah's Qudra. You know what's Qudra?
Might.
That was turning in that might. And Allah made that light to turn in that might. And he said, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in that hadith, it's a wrong hadith, I will take one part of it. One fourth of that light, the last fourth of that light, he created creation. So that light was turning, and when something turns, it accumulates energy in physics. When something moves around with a very high speed, that light, it's become more efficient with more energy, more light, more power. So when it becomes over-accumulated, it explodes. And that's why that theory of Big Bang, they don't know the origin of the hadith of Prophet ﷺ. But that's the hadith of Prophet ﷺ. One fourth of that light, Allah created creation. So when that creation is created, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not without wisdom, but wisdom, with wisdom. So he gave us the boat, the vehicle that we have to sail with in order to reach the right area. As Sayyidina Nuh description to his son, and he didn't follow what he said, no, I don't need you, I go by myself. Come and go with me on the boat, he said, no. What happened? He's gone. Allah is telling Ummatul Nabi, sail with your Prophet. Hook your hook to his to the engine of the ray, or what you call that train. There is an engine, and these all the others are what? Wagon without engine. Only they have a hook. That's it. Hook yourself and reach. They said, no, we go by ourselves. Eh? Then you are left behind. When you are left behind, what happened on the road? When the engine is moving, all these wagons behind it gone. The left, what are left? The hijackers, or the, what's you call them? These, abandoned. They are highwaymen, pirates come and take them. Where they are going to take them? To live with them. Where they are going to live with them? These are evil people. So where we go? They are going to find evil. So that is what they are doing to the Ummah. They are making them to abandon the engine and follow their broken engine, which doesn't take to anywhere. And when Prophet ﷺ is saying that what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me, He gave me, أنا سيد ولد آدم ولا فخر. I am the master of the children of Adam and no pride. Because Allah created creation from that light. And that light is part of His light. And they are not paying attention. And we are not preparing ourselves, like Sayyidina Nuh telling his son, don't be by yourself, don't follow something wrong. You have to choose. There is no in between. You are going to choose Allah way, or may Allah protect us, Shaitan. You choose. You want Shaitan way? Okay. You go with him. You want Allah's way? You go with him. People are not paying attention that one day you are going to die. They don't think, we don't think that one day we are going to die. And if we think that one day we are going to die, we don't take it, what you say, seriously. We don't think about it too much. You might go out of this house and you are gone. Who can guarantee your life? No one. So how then you are guaranteeing for yourself? It's a simple question. If Allah calls you now for judgment, are you satisfied with what you have of amal till today that you can think that you can find a way out of this judgment to go to paradise? So why then we are not thinking thoroughly that our duty is to live our life as Allah wants, He gave us that life, and say enjoy it. He is not saying no, but do what you have to do from what I order you to do. And people are not caring. Now we are more caring toward what we call today modern life, style of life. And we are thinking that the other life is an awkward or backward. What you call it?
Backward.
Well, those who lived before you and they were carrying the water from the river, bringing to the house and making their butter from the milk by beating it and making the flour and making bread, were very happy with their lives. They were not. They were content with their lives. Their style of life, they were happy with it. Your style of life, you are happy with it. It's okay. But don't say they are primitive life. No. For them, it was the luxurious life for them. As it is for you now. There is no difference. They were content, you are content. They did good, you do good. It's not because modern life require from me not to worship and forget about worshipness today. No. Sahaba, they were worshipper at night, working during the day, all kind of work. Allah is not prohibiting that. And everyone was happy in his life. Today, we are not happy and we are complaining. With all this technology, with all this what we are seeing of easy style of life, we are still complaining. If you have limited guests in your home, you are worried that you are going to clean 2 days behind. In previous time, you have 100 people every day, and cleaning we will be done in 1 hour. It all depend on how the people are accommodating themselves in different situations. Today you cannot wash by hand. You do what? Dishwasher. Sometimes in our home, always we have 50 people, 100 people for dinner, for lunch, for this. And we don't serve with paper plates. Everything must be with normal plates, or else they say, oh, can you serve in Middle East countries with paper plates? Or in Pakistan? What they say about you? Stingy. Of course. Here is different.
We have a smart advisor.
Here different. It's okay. One time I was washing some of the dishes at night late. People were there washing dishes. In the morning we have some of Alhamdulillah, some murids. They are very good murids. Women. All the plates I washed, they took them, they put them in the dishwasher. What? I didn't understand. They are so hypochondriac. You know what's hypochondriac? Haifuka means crazy, maniac. In sanitary issue. It has to be dried at 100 degrees or 100 degrees for all the microbes will be gone. I wash them with hot water. Back home, what we wash them? With river water. Allah knows what kind of water they are giving you. Isn't it? Alhamdulillah, no one is sick. Here, no one is sick. That is the situation. People are forgetting to remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them an easy life. To worship Him, He's not asking more. Five prayers. And many people today of Muslim community, you think they are praying their first prayers? No way. They are not. Don't convince me that they are. You know what they know the masajid? There are different types of people. Some people, they know the masajid in five times. They go. Some people, they know the masajid on Friday. Some people, they know the masajid only when they want to marry. And when they want to die. For Eid, they come. When they die, they bring them by force. That's the passage. And in between, there is nothing. Oh Muslims, we know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is huge. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah gave him that mercy to make intercession, shafa'ah for people in the judgment. But also you don't want to be feeling ashamed or shy in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When your amal is going to take you to hellfire, and He will forgive you at that time, what kind of shyness you are going to feel? Try to do your best, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will save you and save every human being on earth. Save Muslims, save whom He likes. May Allah accept us. May Allah protect us. Hurmat al-Habib, Hurmat al-Fatih. فَعَلَمَ أَنَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ 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 لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ